a total donation for the cause of the gospel. And finally, Peter, in the gospel that we have just heard, and where there is a talk of an extraordinary fishing, and he's called to become a fisher of men. This passage, brothers and sisters, is full of symbols. You must know that in most biblical stories where it's about fish, these fish are indeed the symbol of man, of humanity. Also, the symbol of boat is always the church, the baptized people, and the sea, the water, the depth represents the darkness, the obscurity, the ignorance, the powers of death, etc. Fishing is therefore the mission that Jesus gives to his church. But we have to well understand that the fact of casting a net overflowing with fish means to extract humanity from the darkness, to bring the multitude of men and women to the light of day, to bring them to the knowledge of God, to bring them to light, to life. From now on, you will be catching men. This injunction of Jesus is addressed to all of us. Like Peter, the modest fisherman of Galilee, Jesus also invites us to become fishers of men, to bring back to the life our brothers and sisters who are drawn in the difficulties of life, and to lift up those who are struck by the suffering. This is the vocation of every Christian. Every Christian. Because a Christian is not an admirer of Jesus, an admirer who adheres to some values. No. A Christian is someone who was being dwelt by the Holy Spirit since his baptism, and who strives to be guided by him, the Holy Spirit, in becoming like Jesus and responding to the mission that has been given to him on earth. So whatever the response we give to the call of God, we know that is because of our vocation, which pushes us for service with the help of the Holy Spirit. Our vocation embarks us on the boat of Simon, not as a traveler or a tourist comfortably installed as a spectator. No. On the contrary, our vocation places us as a boatman. When a boatman with the other fishermen striving together to raise the net and thus bring out those in profound need. This is why it is important in the church, our services of charity. So, brothers and sisters, do not hesitate to go further offshore as our Lord invites us. Put out into deep water. Yes, it is to each one of us that this word is addressed. To each believer, to each person. Put out into deep water. I am with you. Today I am going aboard with you in the boat of your life. I hold the map of currents and tides. But it is you who are the helmsman, And my word gives you the course to follow, the road to be traced. Brothers and sisters, we know we hold the rudder of our lives, but we do not go always in the direction that God proposes us, in the direction that God proposes in His great goodness. However, He remains there by our side to reassure us, to prevent the storm from taking us away and making us capsize and getting lost. So, the grace that we must ask today is to stand firm in trusting in Jesus and in ourselves, which we at times miss. Lack of confidence is the source of our hesitations, of our refusal to follow the proper course. The lack of confidence is also nourished by our blind desire in wanting to master everything and to be self-sufficient. Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Do not be afraid, said Jesus. Yes, each of us receive this strong and perhaps disturbing message. Each one of us with his talents and frailties is invited in confidence to become fishers of men and women. So let us put our confidence in the word of God. Let us go off to our brothers and sisters in Christ, our brothers and sisters in humanity. And do not think that it is reserved from elite, reserved for an elite group, reserved for a service, for others who seem so strong, so effective. No. Jesus challenges us where we are, where we live, where we walk, as we are, so that with him, through him and in him, we go to meet our human brothers and sisters who wait for a good word, for a look, a visit, a help, to live more intensely a relationship in peace. So let us move together off our houses, our churches. Let us cast out nets right next to the boat of our life. For that, brothers and sisters, let us dare to act, dare to speak in confidence, patience, perseverance, knowing that Christ is always there with us every moment, that we trust us, he trusts us, and that he expects us to call him for help in our mission of baptize, in our mission of children of God. Personally, as a visitor priest in this diocese, above all in this parish that I know, I would like to express my amazement to see and experience the dynamism and all the efforts and the good works that are done here in your catechetical, liturgical, educational, and social ministries. We all experience in St. Lucy's boat the actions and presence of Jesus Christ. So I could say that this parish is the right reference for what means serve God by our commitments, our talents, with joy, dedication, and efficiency. And these beautiful actions are possible only because of the hand in hand that is lived here. So I want to join the bishops to this diocese and your pastor, Father Mark, to launch the ADA 2009 and to recall to each one what Father Mark used to emphasize. For him, we are all called to share in our time, talent, and treasure with the larger church through the appeal to support the work of our diocese. As you remember, we did not do an ADA campaign last year in 2018 because we folded it into our renewed in the light capital campaign that Father Mark wrote about in last week's bulletin and in the letter you received from him in the mail. So this year, we are called once again to join with all the parishes in the Diocese of San Jose, to support this campaign. Many of you have already sent your pledges to parish, and our hope is that each member of St. Lucie's boat, St. Lucie's parish, prayerfully considers how best they are able to support the annual appeal. The brochure you received in the mail details how your donations support the work of the greater church in San Jose. And this work is the work of God. It is not our work. It is the work of God here in this church. And all the money above our goal is returned directly to the parish to support our common and marvelous work. So, on behalf of Father Mark, I thank you for supporting the work of God in the diocese, the beautiful work of God in this parish. Put out into deep water, Jesus says to each one of us, I am with you. Today, I am going aboard with you in the boat of your life, in the boat of your community. I hold the map of currents and tides, but it is you who are the helmsman, and my word gives you the course to follow, the road to be traced. Amen.